This is Morning Edition on 89.5 WNIJ. I'm Dan Klefstad with NIU political scientist Matt Streb. We're here to examine the aftermath of the congressional primaries in Northern Illinois and look ahead to the general election. Matt, Adam Kinzinger won the 16th district primary. He'll face Democrat Randall Olson in November. I think it's safe to say that Olson has an uphill battle.
Absolutely. So it was not a surprise at all that Kinzinger won. And, you know, right now, just to look at the campaign finance reports, Kinzinger has raised well more than $1 million, and Randall Olson hasn't filed a report yet. That's not a good sign. The 16th district, very Republican district. The Democrats essentially packed the 16th district with Republicans a couple years ago during the redistricting. Kinzinger, I would be surprised if this is a race that gets much attention. Not going to get any attention nationally. I'd be very surprised if he's not in good shape.
Let's move to the 14th district, where it will be round two between Democrat Dennis Anderson and Republican Randy Hultgren. Matt, are you expecting different results this time?
Well, this is interesting, Dan. I mean, Hultgren also benefited from the redistricting, right? This is a very Republican district as well, but I will say Dennis Anderson now is a seasoned campaigner, so to speak. He's run once before against Randy Hultgren, and he carried 41% of the vote, and I will tell you that not that he was close to winning, but I think he actually exceeded expectations. He's got a long uphill battle, too. I mean, this is going to be it's a strong Republican district. Democrats aren't going to put money into it. But, you know, he certainly benefited from probably name recognition, and Democrats were willing to give him another shot, maybe because he exceeded expectations 2 years ago.
All right. In the 8th district, a little to the east, Larry Kafish will face Democratic incumbent Tammy Duckworth in November. Duckworth has lots of money. Could Kafish raise a comparable amount of dough?
He's got to catch up. He actually raised far less than his opponent, Goel, yesterday, and yet he won. He's got a long way to go, though. Tammy Duckworth sitting with over $1 million, about $1.3 million in the bank. She can raise a lot of money. It's going to be veteran versus veteran in this district, a district that leans Democratic, but in a really strong Republican year, you never know what could happen, and certainly it's shaping up to be a good Republican year. So, I don't think that will be at the A-list of the races here in Illinois, but certainly I think one kind of flying below the radar will be interesting to watch. Remember Melissa Bean, Dan. I never, I got to be careful what you say, because Melissa Bean, a couple of years ago, out of nowhere, loses to Joe Walsh. Never know what can happen come November.
All right. In the 11th district, an establishment candidate, State Representative Darlene Sanger, won the GOP primary. She'll face incumbent Bill Foster in November. Matt, what will you be looking for in this race?
Well, you got a little bit closer in some ways than people thought. Maybe because I think that people thought Bert Miller might have been the candidate that really pushed Sanger. It was Chris Balkema, but Sanger ends up winning. She moves on to fight Bill Foster. She got into the race right away after Foster won. Foster's been running for re-election since the day after he was re-elected again back in 2012. Again, a district that leans Democratic. I think that Foster's probably certainly the front runner right now in this race come November, but like the 8th district, in a very strong Republican year, if it's a great year for Republicans, you never know what could happen. I think this could be a seasoned campaigner, has the establishment behind her in the Republican Party. Darlene Sanger could make this an interesting race for Foster.
Are there any lessons we can take nationally from the primaries, both on the Democratic and Republican side in these districts?
You know, Dan, I don't think so. Illinois doesn't look like the nation in some ways. In some ways, it looks very much like the nation. And demographically, there's some studies that say that Illinois is the most representative state of the nation. But politically, it's certainly a little bit bluer than the rest of the country. I get a lot of times people read a whole lot into the Florida special election, the House race the other day. I'm not a big fan of bellwethers. I think what we saw here tonight was pretty much what we expected. On the governor's race, Rauner, won by maybe a closer margin than we thought. Oberweis won pretty handily.
In the Senate,
nothing overly surprising in the House. I wouldn't read too much into this, but Illinois will be an interesting race, an interesting state come November. We're going to have the 10th district, the 17th district, the 13th district, the 12th district. Those four districts can be very competitive. And then when you take a district like the 8th or the 11th that we talked about earlier, they certainly could be close as well. And so I think it's going to be a lot of fun. If you like elections, I think we've got some interesting ones coming down the pike here.
Matt Streb chairs the Political Science Department at Northern Illinois University. Matt, I look forward to talking with you again as we get closer to the general election.
Hey, Dan, it's always a pleasure. It's been a lot of fun.